All right, for an opening discussion, we want to think about heroic leadership. Boy, isn't it timely to talk about that? So, is something happening on Tuesday? Goodness. And by the way, I did not have, again, what I'm going to share today, I am not endorsing any candidate, all right? The mayor in Philomath, I have people that send me requests on Facebook saying, would you endorse the mayor, this mayor candidate? I don't do that stuff. So I'm sorry if that disappoints everyone, but the person I endorse is Jesus Christ. He's got my vote, all right? So again, I'm not motivated by, you know, we got an election on Tuesday. This is just straight Bible stuff here that we're talking about, all right? So don't feel, oh, pastor's sneakily getting his message across. I'm not doing that, all right? We're getting into Philippians 2. Here's the opening. What does heroic leadership in the world look like? Around the time of Jesus, there seemed to be growing consensus about what it meant to be a heroic leader. Right when Jesus comes, you know, 30 AD. Caesar Augustus, and if you go back 300 years before Caesar to Alexander the Great, those two guys fit the description of what was becoming the consensus teaching of what a leader was. Caesar Augustus put an end to the long-running Roman civil war, bringing peace to all of the known world at the time. Powerful military might and great organizational skills were seen as Caesar's key attributes. It didn't take too long for people to call Caesar Augustus divine. They used that term for him. In fact, once a year, this is going to become a problem for the Christians. Once a year, in our churches in that first century, they had to go in and say the phrase Caesar. So Caesar took on divine significance. So did Alexander the Great, by the way. So what about today? What are people saying are key attributes of political candidates? Just in general, what are some key attributes that really makes a leader? How do we understand? This is open for us to get into our discussion. Again, we're not trying to convince others of what to do on Tuesday. They're hard to do sex cat, everyone. That cat has a funny name. His name is Figgy Pudding. That's who we're seeing there. Is that right, Margaret? Is that Figgy Pudding? Yeah. Okay, Rick Derling puts down honest. Key attribute. Honest. I hear you kind of, what are you thinking, Joan? What's a key attribute of a leader today?
Straight.
Direct. To the point. Is that, yep. Anna says compassion. Great answers. Holroyd. By the way, how awesome to have Jonathan Holroyd here. He's actually in our sanctuary right now. So yeah, that's super good. So yeah. We can clap about that. That's super good. Jonathan just gives us a real honest answer. A key attribute of a leader today is got to be woke. It's true.
Earlier, when you get things done.
Just goes at it. Awesome. All right. Good. Rob Schultz says empathy. So great. All right. Now let's jump into Philippians chapter 2. So in the back of your minds, just be thinking of, wow, Caesar Augustus, that's a leader. Alexander the Great, conqueror of the world, that's a leader. And then imagine the Apostle Paul writing this. How shocking these words would have been to hear Paul's definition of leadership. In fact, is there someone from home that would like to read this text? That would be great. You guys really amplify your voice really well. Anyone? Carol, do you have it on your iPhone? Or Rich, you got yours?
No,